Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Samantha Stoffergen. She is the Public Affairs Officer for the Manti LaSalle Forest here in Price. We're going to talk about summer camping. It's right around the corner. And, you know, the great thing about it, the things that you need to do is just be very aware and very conscious of what you're doing when you're out camping. And we're going to have a great camping season. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. This is interesting and good information that people need. So let's just jump right into it. First and foremost, how are things going in the forest?
Oh, great. We are gearing up for an awesome summer season. We're excited that folks are getting back out. The weather's getting warmer and life's getting back to normal a little bit. So we're excited to see everyone out visiting.
A little. And we were discussing off air about the fact that you guys saw a huge uptick last year in people visiting and camping and things like that. And you're not expecting it to change much this year at all, are you?
No, from everything we've seen so far this season, it's going to be another very busy, very active camping season out in the forest.
And so we thought we'd bring you in, and really it sounds simple, but it's housekeeping stuff that we need to talk about today, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so you were just saying that you had Conservation Day last week.
Yep.
And you did something really interesting with the fourth grade classes that came in and kind of had a mock campground set up. And so I'm going to let you talk about that and tell us what you guys did.
Yeah, so we had Conservation Day last week where local fourth grade classes within the community came up to the forest, and there were a handful of stations for them to rotate through. One of those stations was a mock campsite, and the students got to spend a good 10 minutes walking around an area, essentially playing I Spy and writing down what was wrong with the campsites. And they came back with huge lists. And within those this mock campsite, we had trash that was left in the campfire rings. We had an undesignated campfire built. We had hatchet marks in the trees. We had ATV parked off the road. All of these things are not allowed on the forest, or they create a bad camping experience. And if the fourth graders here can identify it, there's no reason that their parents or other grown adults can't identify those issues as well.
And you guys have kind of boiled it down to four main things this camping season. And so let's take some time and go through them. First one up is pack it in and pack it out. That should be simple to everybody and they should understand that. But let's talk about what that really means.
So this is essentially the cardinal rule for camping. If you are bringing it onto the forest floor with you, it should be leaving with you. If you've got room in your vehicle for it as you drive in, you have room in the vehicle when you come out. And this is everything from the nails that you use to hang things up on, or the trash that you produce during your visit, or your plates and your camping equipment. It all needs to leave with you when you're done.
And the one thing that you noticed, and you actually even sent out, I believe it was in a newsletter, pictures of the bathrooms are not a place to leave your garbage, are they?
Correct. We have noticed already a trend where visitors to the forest are leaving their bags of trash in the bathrooms. And that's not a trash receptacle. The majority of the forest does not have trash receptacles on them. So it's essential that campers take everything with them when they leave.
Okay. Another big thing, and especially this year with as dry as it's going to be, is fire. And you were saying that right now, the Manti LaSalle is not necessarily in fire restrictions, but that could change immediately.
Correct.
So let's talk about fire and fire restrictions.
So the Manti LaSalle is not currently in fire restrictions. However, we are stressing that it is very, very dry on the forest floor, and campers and visitors need to be cognizant of the campfires that they are building, because you don't want an unattended 10-minute campfire to leave a 100-plus-year scar on the forest. And so it's important to just maintain low, small campfires and make sure that when you do go to leave it, it's not too hot to touch. If it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And another thing that kind of ties in with that, we were talking about the levels in the reservoirs and things like that. So perhaps don't plan on being able to use that water to put your fire out. You know, take your shovels or take your own water if you want to put those fires out, because the reservoir levels are going to be low, and they're going to be low all year.
Correct. So the springs in the campsites run off of those reservoirs. And the lower that water level gets, the less water that there is available on the forest floor. And people just need to keep that in mind and practice healthy water conservation. Don't, you know, frivolously be using it. It's a lot of just common sense stuff.
Okay. Another one that, you know, some people may know about, another and that some people may not, are there are stay limits. When you go to campgrounds, when you go to dispersed campgrounds, you still have to abide by those limits. So let's talk about what those limits are and kind of let people know and what they can and can't do as far as, you know, quote unquote, reserving a campsite, I guess is what we'll call it.
Yeah, so we have a couple just general camping rules when it comes to visiting the forest. When you go up and drop your equipment, you are required to stay with your equipment that first night. You must occupy your campsite on the first day that you stay. After that, you can leave camping equipment unattended for up to 72 hours maximum. Now, if a ranger or a Forest Service personnel comes by your campsite and they notice that it is unattended, they may leave a notice that reminds you of these camping rules. It is not a ticket until it has been seen that your equipment was left unattended for more than 72 hours. After that, your camping limit stay is 14 days. After 14 days, you need to move your equipment at least 10 miles away from your original campsite. And those are just some issues we noticed last year with folks dropping off a camp trailer on the forest on a Monday because they want to come back up Friday. But that doesn't work. You need to stay Monday night into Tuesday. You can leave it unattended for up to 72 hours. And then you need to return to your campsite, in which you can stay for 14 days, and then you'll have to move.
Okay, so remember those is very, very important for stay limits. And, you know, it's like I said, it's one of those things that maybe not a lot of people know about. Lastly, let's talk about, because they just seem to be getting bigger and bigger, and so we're going to talk about the trails, the OHV and the ATV trails up on the, you were saying mostly on the north end of the Manti La Salle.
Yeah, we have noticed on the northern portion of the forest specifically that wheel limits on trails are not being respected. And so if there is a usage trail sign that says a 50-inch width maximum, then that rule needs to be respected. It means not taking your 66-inch wheel width vehicle out onto these trails because it's destroying the trails and it's destroying other building-type materials that have been placed on these trails for everyone else to use. And that's just creating damage and more work, and then other folks don't get to enjoy those trails.
Okay, so just be careful and watch what you're doing. Know your limit, know your size limit, yep. And know the limit of the trails that you're going to be on. Samantha, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.